10. 무관한 문장 찾기 전략 적용 기출 1.
When photography came along in the 19th century, painting was put in crisis. The photograph, it seemed, did the work of imitating nature better than the painter ever could. Some painters made practical use of the invention. There were impressionist painters who used a photograph in place of the model or landscape they were painting. But by and large, the photograph was a challenge to painting and was one cause of paintings moving away from direct representation and reproduction to the abstract painting of the 20th century. Therefore, the painters of that century put more focus on expressing nature, people, and cities as they were in reality. Since photographs did such a good job of representing things as they existed in the world, painters were freed to look inward and represent things as they were in their imagination, rendering emotion in the color, volume, line, and spatial configurations native to the painter's art.
전략 적용 기출 2.
One of the hallmarks of evaluating the quality of a black tea is by assessing how tightly the leaves are rolled. Generally, higher graded teas are teas with leaves that are tightly and uniformly rolled. Lower graded teas, on the other hand, are teas with leaves that are loosely and inconsistently rolled. With that said, the tightness of the roll has more to do with the steep ability of a leaf than it does with the taste of a tea. The rolling of leaves is done by machine, or sometimes by hand, to break the cell walls of the leaves and release essential oils. Therefore, one should not evaluate the tea's drinkability or taste merely because its leaves are not tightly rolled. It is common to find that people prefer the taste of looser rolled black teas over more expensive or more highly graded black teas that have been tightly rolled.
전략 적용 독해
1. Research suggests that overstructuring the child's environment may actually limit creative and academic development. This is a central problem with much of science instruction. The exercises or activities are devised to eliminate different options and to focus on predetermined results. The answers are structured to fit the course assessments, and the wonder of science is lost, along with cognitive intrigue. It stimulates and intrinsically motivates an individual to voluntarily engage in an activity. The loss of cognitive intrigue may be initiated by the sole use of play items with predetermined conclusions, and reinforced by rote instruction in school. This is exemplified by toys, games, and lessons that are an end in and of themselves, and require little of the individual other than to master the planned objective.
2. Some people punish themselves when they are under time pressure. They delete all the games on their PC, and they don't spend time with their friends. They then have less pleasure in life, and their work performance actually declines. Break out of this pattern by paying more attention to relaxation and getting more involved in living when you are under pressure. Define clear time periods for this. Half an hour for a walk, 10 minutes to play a game on your PC, and so on. A certain amount of working out reduces the chances of developing stress-related disorders. Your mind will become more creative during the break, and you will become mentally fitter. Free time without feelings of guilt will give you the strength to do high-quality work in the remaining time.
3. Experienced writers invariably write in a climate of discussion. Their writing is usually embedded in a context of others' ideas and opinions. Many writers, especially in the academic community, are directly responding to other writers. For example, scientists re-examined the experimental procedures of other scientists and literary critics. Take exception to a prevailing method of interpretation. Sociologists offer an alternative explanation of a colleague's data, and historians participate as respondent in a conference. Such people prefer working remotely over working together because they can be more productive working on their own. They are not writing in a vacuum. Their ideas often originate in discussion. Their writing is a response to discussion, and their papers are designed to stimulate further discussion.
Four. Walking is a relatively easy and low-impact exercise, and due to its gentle pace, it's not among the highest calorie burners. However, you can ramp up the calorie-burning potential of any walk by strapping on a pair of ankle weights. Not everyone agrees that putting on weights is helpful, but it can bring great benefits to your workout. Walking on its own burns only about 275 calories per hour, while people who wear light ankle weights during exercise burn approximately 5 to 15% more calories. It's also worth considering that heavy weights can strain your muscles and joints, causing discomfort or injury. In addition to helping you burn more calories as you walk, ankle weights encourage greater muscle activation.
5. Even with a well-thought-out approach, workplace disagreements can turn ugly. Most often these conversations turn into battles when it gets personal. If your exchange becomes heated or your coworker is antagonistic or aggressive, it may be best to take a break from the conversation. You can either literally step out of the room or pause mentally to observe the course of the conversation, allowing you to get a more objective view of the situation. This outsider observation can help you gain perspective on what's really going on. You may also try changing the process. Offer to continue the discussion over drinks or dinner. Differences of opinion at work are inevitable and often integral to innovation, problem solving, and performance improvement. These methods can help to alter the uncomfortable situation that's developed between you.
6. Negativism is often destructive and is likely to be aimed at devastation. For example, there's a category of people who are looking for problems, but not for their solutions. They tend to be ready to discuss difficulties in a lively manner and find solutions from all kinds of new problems. Such people usually have trouble suggesting a real way out, because from the very beginning, they are tuned not to the solution itself, but to the search for more difficulties. Though their fixation on the hunt for problems, not for the solution, brings lots of pleasure to them in the problem-solving process, the results are not satisfying. The readiness to look for and criticize the bad side of things always brings the corresponding results: a great deal of harm, but no benefit.